News.
Yes, Saturday morning and a regular part of the fiesta we offer to you here every Saturday is, of course, technology news with a man they call the Gadget Detective because simply he is, Fevzi Turkup. Fevzi, how are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you.
I want to start, if I can, this time with something to do with mobile phones, okay, because they've been much in the news. Penalties have been increased, quite rightly, for those people you still actually see on the M4 and other motorways and roads using mobile phones in the car. But some old technology could be coming to the rescue here. I'm not quite sure how this would work in a car, but you tell me about it.
Okay, so it's from Nissan, and they're building effectively what's a Faraday cage. It's a box that goes between the two front seats, you know, just near where the handbrake usually is. It's a box which has got a metal mesh around it, which stops any electromagnetic waves getting in or out of the box. So the idea is you put your mobile, you stow it in there whilst you're about to take a journey if you don't want to be interrupted by your phone. And what it does is it blocks cell phone signals, either coming in or going out. It blocks any Bluetooth signals, so it can't signal to your earpiece or anything like that. It basically blocks and in Wi-Fi that you might have going, so it blocks all of that off until you open the door of the stow compartment again. So the idea is, you know, it stops people being distracted when they're driving, and the figures are horrendous. Research shows that drivers are four times more likely to have a crash if they're using the phone whilst driving. Reaction times are twice those of drink drivers. Imagine. And just under half of all drivers, 49%, aged 25 to 34, admitted that they sometimes go online and use apps whilst driving.
And it's a terrible thing. And, you know, the awful thing is, after that terrible crash here that wiped out a family and a man went to jail, lorry driver went to jail for it, even after hearing and seeing the coverage of that terrible thing, I still see people using these devices. I mean, look, the Faraday cage, great idea. But, you know, my first thought was, why don't they just turn the device off rather than stowing it in a specially screened cage or whatever it is? Just turn the thing off.
No, it's absolutely right. I mean, this is not to defend anyone, but I saw an interview with one of the guys who was designing apps back in the day for you know, in the beginning of mobile smartphones. And what they were saying was they designed them to be addictive. You know, they did these continual sort of pop-up alerts and so forth. And this, you know, every time a little phone, you know, message pings, you get a dopamine rush, you know, in your brain. It triggers a part of your brain.
I understand that. It's the feeling that if you turn it off for any length of time, you're going to miss something. But I think you've just got to condition yourself, as you've been conditioned to constantly check in with your emails and mobile phone messages. You've got to condition yourself to switch the thing off when you see a vehicle that you're about to drive.
I agree, but I think I do think there needs to be some work to make mobile phones less addictive. They can still do their job, but they don't have to give you that dopamine rush every 5 minutes.
And now there's a bionic hand that's been invented, which kind of takes me back to the days of Steve Austin, the $6 Million Man.
I know. It's good the way that the word bionic has taken off. You see it in news reports and so on, because it wasn't a proper word, but, you know, it's become that because everyone knows what it means. Well, everyone of a certain age, at least. So it's a prosthetic mechanical robotic arm. It has a camera that looks at the object in front of it, assesses its shape and size, and then triggers the right position of the hand without any intervention from the human brain to work out what position it has to take.
So now, this is a major leap forward, I would have thought, in robotics, because in the past, one of the big problems is that, yes, you can make a robot that will grab a glass vase full of flowers, but quite often the robot would just grip it too tightly and smash the vase.
Yeah, so with this, it's got four different grasps suitable for picking up a cup, holding a TV controller, gripping objects with a thumb and two fingers, or a pinched thumb and first finger. So it can do those. But the point is, it will work out for itself what it needs to do in order to grasp that object. And this is effectively supplanting that. It will do what the lower level of the brain would normally do.
So it reads, when you read about it, like a small development. It's actually a very big development.
Yeah, this stuff is coming on leaps and bounds. It's quite incredible, and yes, it's an important step. It will continue, and we will see some remarkable things in the near years to come, I think.
Right. Now, I'm going to do my big build-up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective's Gadget of the Week.
It was just announced this week that Microsoft have unveiled a new Surface laptop, which is designed to take on the MacBook Air. It actually weighs less than the MacBook Air, 13.5-inch screen. They claim it gives 14 hours of battery life because the SSD hard drive is integrated onto the motherboard.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's amazing battery life.
Yeah, if it's true. But you know, we'll see when we actually get our hands on them. But also what's interesting about this, and perhaps tells us the way Microsoft is going, they've launched something called Windows 10S, which is designed, they say, for students, which is interesting because this device starts at $1,000 and goes well over, you know, more than double that at the top end. But one of the things I noticed about this is that you can only load on it programs through Microsoft's own App Store. Even Apple, who have an App Store for its Macs, don't insist that you do it. You can set it to download from other
portals. It being Microsoft, they might, if there's a bit of a backlash against that in the market, they might relent and make it work the other way.
Yes, and I would also think that it would be possible to put normal Windows on this as well.
Right, and let's hope that Windows 10S works better than Windows 7 Starter.
Yeah, I think it will work well, but I think it tells us that Microsoft is trying to move to Windows into being a commodity that we don't have to worry about. It's very safe, but it becomes more like a toaster, less a Meccano set.
That's a beautiful analogy, if I may say so, Febsy, especially for this time on a Saturday morning. Febsy Tech Up is the Gadget Detective. If you want to shoot the breeze, ask a tech question, do anything with him, where do we get a hold of you?
Come and say hello on Twitter, @GadgetDetective. Be delighted to say hi.
BBC Radio Berkshire, Howard Hughes, Saturday morning.